Hello and welcome. I'm Richard from Veg Grower Podcast, and this is episode 84. And it is the 3rd of October, 2016, October already. Can't believe it. And we're into autumn as well. So, yeah, things are getting on. This year's winding slowly, and the next year's starting on. This week's episode is called How I Grow Raspberries, as later on I'm going to discuss a little bit about how I grow some raspberries. So more on that later. Firstly, we'll start, as always, with some updates. Before I start, I should actually say I'm just using a different microphone today, just as an experiment. See how it sounds on the podcast and what have you. Just changing things around, really. Mixing things up. Anyway, my Downy allotment. Well, as I mentioned last week, I received a letter about the weeds on the allotment. So I was a bit annoyed about that, as you may imagine. But I went down there and had a look, and I was like, well, from what I could see, yeah, everything needs a good strim. And there was a bramble that needed to go. So I figured if I could fix my strimmer, And what have you, we could probably be okay. So Saturday at home, I fixed up the brush cutter and the strimmer. They're not so good strimmer one there, but it do the job. The good one that broke a few weeks ago is still broken, but yeah, I fixed the other one up. I also sharpened all my hose, and Sunday myself and Amanda, my wife, we went down the allotment. I managed to persuade her, in part because recently she's not normally interested in any gardening, but recently she's got into cutting and hacking things back, so I bought her a pair of secateurs and gloves. So we both went down there, and she cut back the brambles while I strimmed everything and then hoed all the areas. And in the end, it looks pretty good, even if I do say so myself. So I think I've done enough to appease the allotment police, if you like. My little nickname for them, sorry. But yeah, it's looking pretty good. So basically what I did, well, she cut back the brambles, I strimmed round the edges and everywhere I could. When that was done, I then set to with my hoe and cut all the grass and everything else back down to the soil. I then emptied the first compost bin of all the compost and spread out around the trees. The second compost bin is now just full of material and stuff, so I've now got to start filling the first one again. I'm going to have to empty the potatoes and pour those onto the first one so that that'll be ready to go. So yeah, that's all I've really done down the allotment this week. At home, there's not been much going on. I've harvested the cabbage, and I've left a root in there. Chickens will probably pick that up and what have you. And things will change and carry on. But I think slowly things are coming to the end here. So it'll be time to start having a really big tidy up. Starting in the potting shed because that's doing my head in at the moment. Okay, so with that, let's discuss how I grow raspberries. Now, I've grown raspberries for many years. I've done them in pots and in the ground. Raspberries are pretty easy to grow, and they grow pretty much anywhere. But they do perform better in sunlight. I've never grown them from seed. I'm sure you can. There must be a way. But generally, what I've done, I've either bought one plant and grown that on. Now, as the plant grows, it will send out suckers and roots that grow second plants. So if you want to be frugal and dig those up from someone else and what have you, you can expand your collection from that. Then, as these plants grow, they fruit. Plenty of compost or horse manure or organic matter they will benefit from, and trying to keep them weed free, not as easy because they do clump together quite well. But yeah, the pruning depends if you get summer or autumn. Now summers, they fruit on second year canes. So you would have 1 year where it canes, nothing, no fruit. In the second year, those canes will then fruit, but it will put out new canes which will fruit the following year. Autumn, the summer ones, as the name suggests, fruit in the summer. Autumn, they put out canes that fruit on the same year, but in the autumn. The pruning, the summer ones, you cut the stems that have fruited down to the ground, or 6 inches from the ground, or what have you. The autumn ones, you just cut them completely down to the ground, or 6 inches from the ground. Easy. Autumn, by far, are easier than summer, for that one reason alone. Raspberries are ready to harvest when the fruit comes off the plug really easily. If they're the red variety, they'll look red. But there are other orange and yellow varieties as well. Again, it's worth experimenting and trying different varieties. That's about it, really. I mean, they're so easy to care for, and they fruit, and they're perennial, so you don't need to, once you've got one, you'll keep getting them. You need quite a few to get a decent harvest, but can't complain. Okay, so that's it for this week. I'm a little bit late getting this out, but various things. So, yeah, next week, be back on track, I should think. And I'm not sure what I'm going to discuss yet, but let me know below. If you want to see the video of the allotment work, that'll be coming out later this week. So that's it. Thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you again next week.